hunger pains. Our history teacher, Mr. Sheridan, was trying to teach us something about the Civil War, but he was so boring and monotonous that he was only teaching us how to sleep with our eyes open. I had to get out of there, so I raised my hand. "What is it, Arnold?" the teacher asked. "I have to go to the bathroom." "Hold it." "I can't." "I put on my best. If I don't go now, I'm going to explode, face." "Do you really have to?" the teacher asked. I didn't have to go at first, but then I realized that yes, I did have to go. "I have to go really bad," I said. All right, go, go." I headed over to the library bathrooms because they're usually a lot cleaner than the ones by the lunchroom. So, okay, I'm going number two, and I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm concentrating. I'm in my Zen mode, trying to make this whole thing a spiritual experience. I read once that Gandhi was way into his own number two. I don't know if he told fortunes or anything, but I guess he thought the condition and quality of his number two revealed the condition and quality of his life. Yeah, I know. I probably read too many books, and probably way too many books about number two. But it's all important, okay? So I finish, flush, wash my hands, and then stare in the mirror and start popping zits. I'm all quiet and concentrating when I hear this weird noise coming from the other side of the wall. That's the girls' bathroom. And I hear that weird noise again. Do you want to know what it sounds like? It sounds like this. It sounds like somebody is vomiting. Nope. It sounds like a 747 is landing on a runway of vomit. I'm planning on heading back to the classroom for more scintillating lessons from the history teacher, but then I hear that noise again. Okay, so somebody might have the flu or something. Maybe they're having, like, kidney failure in there. I can't walk away. So I knock on the door, the girl's bathroom door. "Hey," I say, "are you okay in there? Go away." It's a girl, which makes sense since it is the girl's bathroom. "Do you want me to get a teacher or something?" I asked through the bathroom door. I said, "Go away." I'm not dumb. I can pick up on subtle clues. So I walk away, but something pulls me back. I don't know what it is. If you're romantic, you might think it was destiny. So destiny and me lean against the wall and wait. The vomiter will eventually have to come out of the bathroom, and then I'll know that she's okay. And pretty soon, she does come out. And it is the lovely Penelope, and she's chomping hard on cinnamon gum. She'd obviously tried to cover the smell of vomit with the biggest piece of cinnamon gum in the world, but it doesn't work. She just smells like somebody vomited on a big old cinnamon tree.